We mentioned yesterday when it comes to getting an aliyah that a person who does have the minhag to take their talis and to touch the Sefer Torah has to be very careful not to do so in a way which potentially could cause the letters to become erased. Now, the next halacha discusses what we should do in the event that the Baal Kori points you literally in the wrong direction. The Mechaber says, Ha'olel likros betorah, person gets an aliyah, the heru lo makom shesarach likros, and he's pointed to the place apparently where they're going to be reading. Uverach ala Torah, he says his bracha, his aliyah, the hiskil likros, and all of a sudden they begin to read. Oh, lo hiskil, perhaps the Baal Kori did not yet read. But at that moment, v'hiskiruhu sheparsha cheres sarach likros, they realize, you know what? That which was pointed to the person getting the aliyah was really not the place where they're up to read. V'golol ha-sefer Torah v'makom shesarach likros, and they all of a sudden have to roll it a little bit to the place in which the reading should take place. So over here, the Mechaber brings down a dispute, a machlokas. Yesh omrim, some say, she'enu sarach l'achso v'arech. Some say that it's necessary because you were given the wrong information as to where we are going to be reading from. Some say you have to actually say another bracha and actually be looking and know exactly where the laning begins. Others say that it's not necessary. So the Mishnah Berurah at least begins by defining the reasons why maybe you would lean toward either direction. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, why would you think she'enu sarach, that you do not need to make such a bracha. Time of the reason, demistama daito al kol parshio satora hamunachas lefanav. Even though you were specifically pointed to this one area, when you get an aliyah, you're getting an aliyah to the Torah. And therefore, a person doesn't necessarily have in mind only this specific area that I'm pointed to, but in general, to the entire Torah. And therefore, the fact is, that's what your frame of mind was, and therefore it's not really such a grave mistake, and therefore it's not necessary for you to have to say another bracha. We'll define that a little bit better in a moment in the Piskei Tshuvos. However, some say no sarach. You need to say another bracha, but time or the reason is debavadai for sure. Lo nischavin bibirchaso rak al parsha sheheru lo mikodem. The only kavana that you had was based on those words that you were pointed to. Not anything before it or afterwards. Therefore, sarach levarach michadash al parshazo. Therefore, it's necessary that you would have to say a second bracha. So the Piskei Tshuvos point continues and explains what the Mishnah Berurah says, and says that according to the opinion that the bracha that you said was levatala, it was something which you need to say a second time. You don't just say a second aliyah, second bracha, but between that, also you have to say the sentence Baruch Shem Kavod Machusoli Olam Voed, which we're familiar with. Whenever a person says a bracha of Atala, that is said, and then thereafter you say the Aliyah. Now, even those opinions that require you to repeat the entire Aliyah because you're pointed at the wrong paragraph, the Mishnah Berurah also, as the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, defines exactly when that applies. The Had Chozer Mavarech Haynu Davke Beofen Shamaka Muta Shehirlo. The only time that you would actually have to, according to this one opinion, the Machlokas, but according to the opinion that says you do have to repeat the bracha again, is in a situation is that you were pointed to a specific place, and that place Lo Hayyeh Beseder She'll also Shavua. It's completely out in the middle of left field, a completely different parsha, something which does not pertain whatsoever to the reading at all. The Gam, Lo Hayim Golafana Makom Hakriya Hanachon. Let's say the Torah is open three columns. He points to column one over here, but it happens to be that it's revealed still on this side. We're going to see that everyone holds that's not a problem, just as long as the columns are open, even if you're pointed to the wrong paragraph or even the wrong column. So the only time, according to this strict opinion, assuming strict, that to say the bracha again is only in the situation you're pointed to something which is not at all connected to that laning, as well as it's not the Torah is not opened to that section. It's something which is rolled up. That is the only time that opinion would say you should repeat it. Now, according to the minhag of Sephardim, as he brings down, b'chol inyan einu chozer umavarech. They say it doesn't make a difference. They're hold of the opinion that regardless of which place you're directed to, even if it's completely way off, you never have to say another bracha. And the reason for this, as he says, three words, is the suffix brachos lahakil. When it comes to a suffix, which the Mechaber clearly tells us it is a doubt, yeshomrim this, so we're not sure what to hold. So it's the whole concept, whether it needs to be repeated, is a doubt. So when it comes to brachos, we have the principle of suffix brachos lahakil. And therefore, because of this, according to Minhag Sfard, they will not ever repeat the Aliyah, even though they were completely directed to the absolutely wrong section that was to be read. However, what about Ashkenazim? So he discusses that now. V'hinei l'maisa, gam l'minig Ashkenazim, ein matzui shitzarch l'varach shenis. He says, even according to the opinion of and customs of Ashkenaz, we will very rarely, if ever, find the necessity to repeat this aliyah. Kishorol l'makam l'nachon, in the event that you're shown the wrong place. Kilmaisa, because the reality is, we hold like the opinion of the Prima Gadim. And he says as follows, Shim yada ha'ola, mahu kriyas hayom. If the person who's getting the Aliyah knows it's Parshas Vayishlach, he knows that's this week's Parsha. Ach, lo dikdek lizbonen, im ha'bal kore, hira lo b'makam nachon. You're half asleep in the morning and you just get the Aliyah, and you weren't really paying attention if the Baal Kori pointed you to the right direction, but you knew this morning when you got that Aliyah that the laning was Vayishlach. Then according to the Prima Gadim, we hold b'zeh b'chol inyan ein sarach lachsul avarech. You do not have to say a bracha again. B'kivan shebederech klal. Generally speaking, yodim ha'olim as Parshas HaShavua. Most people are aware of what Parsha it is. At least that's what it was. Oh, Kriyas HaYom, or what the reading would be if, let's say, it's Chanukah. So you know it's a special reading. It's Chanukah, whatever it may be. L'chein l'achsul v'arech k'shelo hiro l'makom ha'kriya ha'nachon k'mat ein matzui. It's something which is very rare, and it's k'mat ein matzui, something which is not found. And therefore, halach l'maisa, even though Ashkenaz apparently are more stringent in that one would maybe sometimes need to repeat, that's only in the instance, as we mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, that the person who is getting the Aliyah is only focused on this section. But since we can say and deduce that most people who get the Aliyah most likely are aware of the Parsha that's being read, even though they're pointed to the wrong direction, where the Baal Kori does so, tells you the wrong place, nonetheless, it's not necessary, even according to the opinion of the Ashkenazim, to have to say the bracha again.